Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed if you're not. Hit the button, and while you're at it, hit that like button. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the royal drama.
So listen, we've got to talk about it. Meghan Markle. So it was recently announced that about four people have exited Team Sussex, and this is nothing new when it comes to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They have had a number of struggles when it comes to staffing over the years, and there have been a number of people that have come out to say that it has been entirely difficult working with Meghan Markle. And it is something, it is a label, I would say, that she's been trying to rid herself of for quite some time, and she's tried to blame the royal family for the label that she had received as being difficult. But honestly, not to say that because you're new coming into the family, you should have to be fake in order to please everyone else. But also, it is a little bit different. And some could say, well, they're just people just like you and I. And even though that is the God's honest truth, it unfortunately is a royal family where they have protocols that you have to indeed follow. And I believe that she did not come in with, one, the knowledge, and two, the desire to even get the knowledge to be able to operate in an appropriate way, being a part of that family. Because I'm just putting it out there, this is just the truth. You could like it, you could disagree with it. It is my opinion, but I believe it is a a real, true opinion. She's an opportunist. I'm not saying that Harry doesn't love her. I actually believe that he really does love her. And unfortunately, because he lost his mother when he was such a young age, I feel that he's always been seeking a mother figure in someone. And for whatever reason, because she does not give me any bit of Princess Diana, and I'm not saying that because of her ethnicity, I'm just saying she doesn't give me a bit of Princess Diana, but I've seen so many different articles that have been out about her, about how she wore this in reference to Princess Diana. She wore this pin, she wore this blouse, she wore this jacket, she wore this dress, she wore these shoes as a, you know, as something to reference Princess Diana. And to me, that is strange. It's awkward. It's weird. Can you imagine being married to someone, that person's mother, you never met them. They died many, many years ago, so you never met your mother-in-law, right? But you've seen pictures of your mother-in-law that your husband has shown you, and so you decide to start doing things to emulate that person. A lot of people would say that that is weird. So I don't say it any different about her. I think the chick is weird, and I do believe that she is a professional victim. And definitely an opportunist. Well, she's being called out about her podcast. Now, I recently did some commentary talking about the podcast interview that she did with the creator and owner of of Spanx. And how it was just really awkward because she was complaining about the amount of money that she has now, and it's uncomfortable being this rich and wealthy. And some of the things that she was saying, it was like, girl, what are you talking about? She just sounded ridiculous. But I digress. Now it's being reported that she's going to be pulling back from doing the podcast. So she's been criticized by commentators after saying her podcast ended by choice, despite its abrupt disappearance from the charts. During an interview with entrepreneur Emma God, the Duchess of Sussex insisted she was simply too busy to carry on with Confessions of a Female Founder, saying, "At a certain point, the only thing I want spread thin is my jam." Making reference to the product that's in her As Ever brand that at one point was named American Riviera Orchard. But anyway, broadcaster Dan Wooten dismissed the remarks as spin, claiming, "No one is demanding this series. It's been a total disaster." He added, referring to Meghan's first podcast series launched with Spotify in 2022, "Just like Archetypes, this goes down as another one series flop because Meghan can't commit to a single thing. Despite no confirmed renewal, Meghan claimed fans were eager for more and suggested the show might return later in her, quote, founder journey." Now, I want to know, are any of you looking forward to her renewing this podcast at some point in the future? But she just started it. She just started it and she's already quitting. It's like, oh my God. Oh, she's a Virgo, which there's a few people I've learned recently that are Virgos that I'm like, I don't claim you. Angela Simmons is one. The chick who was cheating with the guy from the reality show Love and Marriage Huntsville for years while he was married to his wife. I learned she was a Virgo. I'm like, there's a few people that I am like, get out of our club. You either were a preemie or you were born late because you're not a Virgo. This girl is just strange. But speaking of strange, Meghan Markle, not to get off of that topic, this is the type of stuff that I talk about when I do commentary on her. And that's why I'm not one of these people that is doing constant updates on Meghan Markle every single day, because I definitely don't want to look like I just hate the chick. I'm just looking for negative things to speak on about her. And I'm definitely not a fan page either. So you're not going to see me reporting on things that are celebratory or a new milestone she's reached, or like her PR machine is on. They are on 1,000 doing these things where they're really trying to put out this positive PR about her. So they're just really putting things out there that honestly, it's extremely superficial, but at the least, it's not negative or perceived as negative. Because if you look at Apple News, it's almost every day there is an article written about her, about some shoes she wore or a dress she wore or something along those lines. Like I said, it's a lot of superficial stuff, but again, it's not negative. Well, she talked about recently she struggled to get acting roles early in her career because she's mixed race. Are you freaking kidding me? Now she's blaming her ethnicity of being mixed when before she was blaming the fact that she is black, which she's not black, she's biracial. Her dad is Caucasian and her mom is black or African American, whatever. She's biracial. And she only was using, I will say, the race card to say that people were being racist towards her. And like I said, many years ago when I started talking about this stuff, and one of my first episodes where I really put the nail on the head when Wendy Williams called it out before they got married. And if I can find the link to that video, I will put it in the description box so that you can check it out if you did not hear it back then. But she said it back then that there's something up with this chick. There's something up with her. And she was right. But now she's saying she struggled to get roles because of her mixed race. Not because she didn't really have the talent, because she's mixed race. Meghan told how she would get plenty of auditions, but was regularly rejected by directors, which was, quote, a lot of chip away at your self-esteem. Girl, join the club. I've never been an actress, but that has been the story of many people over the years. Going back to, what, the 50s, 60s, 70s, people auditioning. People who work in restaurants as servers, waitresses. That was the running joke for many years about a lot of the people who are living in LA, working in restaurants and doing serving jobs. Everyone was an actor and actress because everyone moved there hoping to hit it big, make this great audition, show up so that they would get casted. And then from there, they become either the next Tom Cruise or the next, I don't know, Meryl Streep, whoever, right? Some big name. So Meghan, who eventually rose to fame in U.S. legal drama Suits from 2011, said she was often put forward for, quote, girl next door roles because she was half white. But she said these characters were typically blonde haired, blue eyed, and a certain look. And if they had any sort of ethnicity, there was always a bit of an edge. She made the comments on a wide-ranging interview with entrepreneur Emma Grade on her Aspire podcast, during which she also would ask people to tell the truth if she was able to rewrite her public narrative from scratch. So Meghan, whose mother, Doria Ragland, is Black, and whose father, Thomas Markle, who she completely disowned, is white, said, "When I was an auditioning actress, and this was well before Suits, you have to think at that time there were certainly not a lot of mixed race parts." The guest replied, "Really?
When I was an auditioning actress, and this is well before Suits, you have to think at that time, there were certainly not a lot of mixed race parts."
Really?
No.
Really?
No, there weren't a lot of, if I was going in for an audition, it was either, you have to remember, this was a very different time than it is now. Mm. It was Girl Next Door. That was typically blonde haired, blue eyed, and a certain look. Fair. But because I'm half white, I would also be submitted for those roles. And then if it was a character that had any sort of ethnicity, there was always a bit of a edge to those characters, but I'd be submitted for those roles.
So she continues and she says, "If I'm only up for 10 parts, that could be 10 no's. But if I'm up for 30 parts, because I can fit into so many different rooms, that could be 30 no's. That is a lot to chip away. That is a lot to chip away at your self-esteem. That is really hard. The freaking industry is hard." This is why she gets on people's nerves, because the chick complains entirely too much. And at this point in time, it's not like, okay, you are some accomplished actress who went through all of that and now you finally arrived in a celebrity star actress role. Not unless you count being the wife of Harry an actress. But you are a freaking duchess. You are married to Prince Harry of the royal family. Girl, enjoy your riches. Enjoy your husband. Enjoy your family. And go away from us with this, Apollo. Like, what are you talking about? This is the type of stuff that really caused me to even do content talking about her and create a playlist called H&M Drama. Because it's the drama for me that is so exhausting. We are living in a world and in a nation where there is so much stuff going on, right? There are real victims in this world, and I cannot stand someone who is of privilege that has a freaking bullhorn and standing at a mountaintop to complain about life. Nobody gives a crap, okay? So enjoy your family and shut the F up. I'm sorry, guys. I'm being beautifully honest. You may think that's ugly, but I have to be real when it comes to this, because I'm just telling you, and it has nothing to do with hate. It has nothing to do with jealousy. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. So please stay away from my comments with that bullcrap, because that is such a lazy read. It's tired, it's old, it's delayed, and it's through, and it's a lie. I am far from jealous. I am far from a hater. I do not want her life. But I am just saying, being someone that goes through like real things in life, what are you complaining about? I am happy that she actually has a husband that seems to love her. I am happy that she has two healthy children that now she's using to showcase to gain favor with the public. Because all before was about privacy. And now every day or every other day, I look at this is what I have to do in terms of being someone who does blogging and podcasting. I get these news updates, and it's either every day or every other day. There are news stories about her children. She's using them now, guys, for the PR run to gain favor. That's why she put that video out there recently about her dancing in the delivery room with Prince Harry while she's twerking it up. And I didn't talk about that. And I know there are a lot of people who discuss it. I just didn't feel like making content about it. So I left it alone. But girl, that is almost everyone's story who has been who chose to be in those rooms to audition for roles because they wanted to be an actress. And not only that, guys, her father that she disowned, her father that she no longer speaks to because he staged paparazzi photos. There have been people who have had fathers that have done worse than that. And she has completely disowned her family for that. And the irony is now she's with her husband, and her husband has taken on some of her nastiness to disown his family and his dad, who knows how much longer he has to live. Both of their parents are sick.
her dad is really sick. Her dad has never met her children. And his dad is really sick. And he's only seen the oldest child a few times when the child was a baby. And they've gone off to the United States, had another child, all of that stuff. And he chose to take on her bitterness to bash his family and for the sake of a check. And also had the audacity to want them to continue to pay for security for them because he doesn't want to fit the bill. It's that type of stuff for me. But her dad was working in Hollywood. Do you know that? Her dad is one of the reasons why she had some of the favor and the privilege that she got to even get the opportunity to get in rooms to audition, to even get the role on Suits, to do some of the other things that she did when she was a suitcase girl on that game show, Deal or No Deal, and other stuff that she's done, which she's complained about that stuff too. It's like, girl, you got opportunities that a lot of people would have loved to have had. I saw an episode recently of Married with Children, one of the older episodes. Her dad's name was in the credits. I went and Googled it, and she actually appeared in one of the episodes. Meghan Markle is full of shit. I'm sorry, guys. Don't come at me, all of the black women that want to be cheerleading for Meghan Markle. That's our black princess. That's our black queen. They need to leave her alone. I'm not saying that racists should come for her just because of her ethnicity. This has, for me, nothing to do with ethnicity. This is about ridiculousness. And I'm disgusted with it. And then she got the opportunity to do another podcast, got another podcast deal, and now she's quitting on that. In Suits, she played the paralegal-turned-lawyer Rachel Zane, and she also had parts in CSI Miami, sci-fi show Fringe, and movies such as Get Him to the Greek, Remember Me, and Horrible Bosses. In addition, she was a briefcase girl. I said suitcase. One of the models who hold the suitcases, well, full of cash on the U.S. version of Deal or No Deal. So it's like the complaining and all of that stuff. It's like, girl, you are in a position right now, like right now, not just you had opportunities. You definitely had opportunities, but you're in a position right now. Why not just revel in that, bask in that, enjoy your family, and shut the F up when it comes to the complaining? Because this is the type of stuff that really gets people to go off in the comment section of these articles and blogs and everything else when it comes to her. But then people want to turn it to say, oh, they just love to hate Meghan Markle. But she does stuff like this, and then she also makes somewhat little digs when it comes to other people, which sometimes people don't catch. And some may say, oh, well, they're just reading too deep into things. It really isn't anything like that. But I beg to differ. In that same podcast interview, she was speaking about Serena Williams, and actually, it wasn't her choice. It was brought up by the guest. And when it kind of took a turn, the guest, you know, she was like, oh my God, I love her, talking about Serena Williams. She's my girl crush. You know, talk about a successful entrepreneur, by the way. And Meghan replied, oh yeah, with her eyes closed. And a body language expert, Jesus Enrique Rosas, like, this is what he does. He analyzes videos and, you know, breaks down the body language to say what wasn't said out loud, but was spoken by the body language. And there are multiple people who do this. So for anyone to say, oh, they're just reaching, he doesn't just do stuff like this about Meghan Markle. So it really isn't about her. But he analyzed the interview for his Instagram account, and he claims that things took a turn. And he was like, yeah, she had a bit of contempt in her smile. And he explained that the left corner of her mouth was pulling higher than the right, indicating negative emotions. And he also pointed out that when Meghan says the tennis superstar is doing so well, that she turns her jaw to one side and almost grimaces. The body language expert claims the facial expression suggests Meghan is thinking, why are we talking about Serena? And I could see that. But listen, I don't think it's really for Meghan a jealousy thing, but I definitely think it's a thing of, this is about me right now, so why are we even discussing her? And so she started feeling some type of way. And it is odd when she claims that this is like one of her best friends, which I really doubt that. But hey, I'm not in the circle. I really could care less. But yeah, guys, I'm just saying, Megan, she gives people reason to say that she is a professional victim. And she's just been doing so many different things. It's like she's almost throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks. And it's honestly a bit embarrassing, especially not saying that she has to be a person that does absolutely nothing because she married into a wealthy name and a wealthy family. But it's like she already had all of these different things that she had been wanting to do or try because she either didn't have the means or the access or the support or all of the above. She's using the marriage and the connection to the royal family as the privilege and opportunity to strike while the iron is hot. And that's what it's really all about when it comes to marrying into the royal family. It isn't supposed to be about that, even though, yeah, you're living a whole lot better than most people in the world, but it is supposed to be a life of service. That's why you don't see Kate Middleton out here doing all of these different things. And yeah, we know she's still in the royal family, but she gave the opportunity to do things like that up to become the wife of Prince William and, you know, now the future queen. And it is their life to be of service. And some could call it hypocritical and all that stuff. I'm not here to analyze all that stuff, but I'm just basically saying Kate Middleton isn't out here doing all of these different things like this. And it's like, this is what Meghan really wanted. So it's not like she just got threw out of the royal family because of her half blackness or her biracial identity or whatever. It's because she wanted out and she wanted to be able to use this as an opportunity to really grift and do what she really wanted to do, which is really be super successful, and not because of her own efforts and her own talent. It's because of the connection that she has, period. So there's a whole lot more I could say, but I'm going to end it there. So you guys let me know your thoughts in the comments.
Hey guys, welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the holy mess.